Welcome back to Strategic Planning for Business Owners. I'm your host, Stephen Young, Senior Vice President at UBS Financial Services and Senior Member of the Business Transition Consultants team. In our last episode, we introduced the concept of captive insurance companies, what they are, why middle market business owners are using them, and the strategic advantages they can offer. Today, we're going deeper. In part two, we're going to walk through exactly how a captive insurance company is set up, how it operates, and what it actually costs to establish and run one. If you're a business owner generating significant revenue and you're serious about controlling risk, managing insurance costs, and building long-term financial reserves, this episode is for you. In a previous discussion, we explored what captive insurance companies are and why many sophisticated businesses use them as part of their risk management and wealth building strategy. For business owners who find the concept intriguing, the next logical question is practical. How do you actually set up a captive insurance company, and what does it take to operate one successfully? For middle market business owners, a captive insurance company can serve as a powerful tool for managing risk, stabilizing insurance costs, and building long-term financial reserves. However, captives are legitimate insurance companies, and establishing one requires thoughtful planning, specialized expertise, and disciplined governance. During our time together here, I'll walk you through the practical steps involved in setting up a captive insurance company, the professionals who play key roles in the process, and the ongoing management responsibilities required to operate one successfully. The first step in establishing a captive insurance company is determining whether the strategy makes economic sense for the business. A captive should never be created solely for tax reasons. It must serve a legitimate risk management purpose and meet regulatory requirements for insurance operations. As a result, the process typically begins with a feasibility study conducted by an independent actuary or captive consulting firm. The feasibility study evaluates several factors, including the company's current insurance program, historical loss experience, the types of risks the business faces, current insurance premiums and deductibles, the financial strength and profitability of the operating business, and the potential size of premiums that could be allocated to a captive. The actuary analyzes the risks that could reasonably be insured by a captive and calculates actuarially appropriate premiums. This analysis helps determine whether the economics justify the costs of creating and operating a captive insurance company. For most middle market companies, captives typically make sense when the business can support annual premiums of at least $500,000 to $1 million, although this varies depending on the structure and risk profile. Once the feasibility study confirms the concept makes sense, the next step is establishing the legal entity that will operate as the captive insurance company. A captive is typically formed as a separate legal corporation or limited liability company that is owned by the business or its owners. The captive must operate independently from the operating company and comply with insurance regulations in the jurisdiction where it is licensed. Captives are often established in jurisdictions that specialize in captive insurance regulation. In the United States, popular domiciles include Vermont, Delaware, Utah, Tennessee, and Arizona. Some captives are also formed in offshore jurisdictions such as Bermuda or the Cayman Islands. The choice of domicile depends on factors such as regulatory requirements, capital requirements, administrative costs, and the type of captive structure being implemented. Once the domicile is selected, legal counsel specializing in insurance law prepares the incorporation documents and files the licensing application with the appropriate insurance regulator. The captive must also meet minimum capitalization requirements, which vary by jurisdiction but often range from $250,000 to $500,000 in initial capital. Now let's discuss the key third parties involved in establishing and operating a captive. Establishing a captive insurance company requires coordination among several specialized professionals. Unlike most business entities, captives operate within a regulated insurance framework, which requires expertise from multiple disciplines. The captive manager typically serves as the central coordinator for the entire process. Captive managers specialize in forming and administering captive insurance companies. They assist with licensing, regulatory filings, financial reporting, and ongoing operational management. An actuary plays a critical role in determining the types of risks the captive will insure and calculating actuarially appropriate premiums. The actuarial analysis ensures that premiums are defensible from both a regulatory and tax standpoint. An insurance attorney provides legal guidance on regulatory compliance, policy design, and corporate governance. Insurance law is highly specialized, so experienced counsel is essential when establishing a captive. A tax advisor or CPA ensures that the captive structure complies with tax regulations and integrates properly with the operating company's financial structure. An insurance broker may also be involved to help coordinate the captive's role alongside the company's traditional insurance policies. Finally, an investment advisor may manage the investment portfolio of the captive's reserves once surplus capital begins to accumulate. Together, these professionals create the operational framework that allows the captive to function as a legitimate insurance company. So who should a business owner talk to first? For most business owners, the process of exploring a captive insurance strategy should begin with a trusted strategic advisor who understands both business planning and advanced risk management structures. This may include a wealth advisor, corporate financial advisor, or business transition consultant who regularly works with middle market business owners. These professionals often serve as the quarterback for the conversation and help determine whether a captive insurance structure fits into the owner's broader financial and business strategy. Your CPA or tax advisor should also be involved early in the discussion. Because captive insurance structures interact with the company's tax reporting and financial statements, it is essential that the accounting advisor understands the strategy and supports the structure. In many cases, the advisor leading the conversation will introduce the business owner to a specialized captive consulting firm or captive manager. These firms focus specifically on designing, forming, and administering captive insurance companies. They coordinate the actuarial study, regulatory filings, and ongoing compliance requirements. Insurance brokers can also play a role in identifying risks within the company's existing insurance program that might be appropriate for captive coverage. The key for business owners is to work with experienced professionals who regularly design and operate captive insurance companies. Captives are specialized structures that require technical expertise in insurance law, actuarial science, taxation, and regulatory compliance. Starting the conversation with a knowledgeable advisor ensures the strategy is evaluated objectively and integrated properly into the company's broader strategic plan. One of the most important steps in establishing a captive is designing the insurance policies the captive will issue to the operating business. These policies must represent real insurance coverage for real risks. They cannot simply exist as a financial or tax structure. The actuarial analysis identifies risks that are appropriate for captive coverage. These often include risks that are difficult to insure commercially, such as cybersecurity exposures, supply chain disruptions, regulatory investigations, reputational damage, and gaps in business interruption coverage. Once the risks are identified, underwriting guidelines must be established. Underwriting criteria determine how premiums are calculated, what conditions must be met for coverage, and how potential claims will be evaluated. The captive must follow disciplined underwriting standards, just as a commercial insurance company would. Policies must be properly documented, premiums must be actuarially justified, and risk distribution requirements must be satisfied. This documentation is critical for demonstrating that the captive operates as a legitimate insurance company. A captive insurance company must also establish a formal claims management process. Claims cannot simply be paid informally. Instead, they must be processed through a structured review system that mirrors the procedures used by commercial insurers. When a covered event occurs, the operating business submits a claim to the captive according to the terms of the policy. The claim is reviewed by the captive manager or a third-party claims administrator to determine whether it meets the policy criteria. If the claim is approved, payment is made from the captive's reserves. All claims must be documented, reviewed, and recorded in the captive's financial statements. Maintaining this formal process reinforces the legitimacy of the captive's insurance operations. Over time, many captives accumulate reserves that exceed the expected level of claims. These excess funds are known as surplus reserves. Once the captive has sufficient reserves to cover projected claims and regulatory capital requirements, the surplus can be invested. Captive insurance companies often invest their reserves in diversified portfolios that may include bonds, equities, or other financial instruments. The investment strategy should align with the captive's risk profile and regulatory guidelines. Investment income generated by these reserves becomes an important component of the captive's long-term financial growth. Many business owners are surprised by how substantial these reserves can become over time. Well-managed captives often accumulate significant financial assets over a 10 to 15-year period. Because a captive insurance company is a separate legal entity, it must operate with appropriate corporate governance. In most cases, captives do not require full-time employees. Instead, the captive manager and other third-party professionals handle most operational responsibilities. However, the captive should maintain proper corporate records, including board meetings and governance documentation. The captive must also maintain separate bank accounts and financial records from the operating business. Premiums should be paid directly into the captive's accounts, and claims should be paid from those accounts. A separate mailing address is often required, particularly when the captive is domiciled in a specialized jurisdiction. In many cases, the captive manager provides the registered office address. The key principle is that the captive must be treated as a real independent insurance company, not merely an extension of the operating business. One of the most common questions business owners ask is how much it costs to establish and operate a captive insurance company. Initial setup costs typically range from $75,000 to $200,000, depending on the complexity of the structure and the jurisdiction chosen. These costs usually include legal fees, actuarial analysis, licensing applications, regulatory filings, and captive management setup. Ongoing annual operating costs generally range from $50,000 to $100,000 per year. These expenses typically include captive management services, actuarial updates, regulatory filings, accounting services, and insurance compliance requirements. Additional costs may arise depending on the investment management structure and the complexity of the insurance policies being written. For middle market business owners, the key question is whether the benefits of a captive justify the costs and complexity involved. Captives tend to work best for businesses that have consistent profitability, meaningful insurance expenses, significant operational risks, and long-term planning horizons. Companies generating several million dollars of earnings are often good candidates because they have the financial capacity to fund premiums and maintain the captive over time. Business owners should evaluate the captive strategy not only in terms of potential tax advantages, but also in terms of improved risk management, insurance cost stability, and long-term financial reserves. The feasibility study conducted at the beginning of the process typically provides a clear picture of whether the expected benefits outweigh the costs. Once established, a captive insurance company requires ongoing governance and management. Most captives hold annual board meetings and provide financial reports to the regulatory authority in their domicile. The captive manager coordinates these regulatory requirements and ensures that the company remains compliant. Premium levels should be reviewed periodically by the actuary to ensure that they remain appropriate relative to the risks being insured. Claims activity should also be monitored to ensure the captive maintains adequate reserves. Although the operational burden is manageable with the help of experienced service providers, captives require a long-term commitment from the business owner. Before establishing a captive insurance company, business owners should carefully consider several factors. First, captives require long-term commitment. The strategy works best when implemented over a period of 10 years or longer. Second, the captive must serve a legitimate risk management purpose. Attempting to use a captive solely for tax savings can lead to regulatory challenges. Third, the business owner must work with experienced professionals who understand captive insurance regulations and actuarial requirements. Finally, the owner should view the captive as part of a broader strategic planning process rather than as a standalone financial strategy. Captive insurance companies offer middle market business owners a powerful tool for managing risk, controlling insurance costs, and building long-term financial reserves. Establishing a captive requires careful planning, coordination among specialized professionals, and ongoing governance. However, when designed and operated correctly, captives can transform insurance from a recurring expense into a strategic financial asset. For business owners willing to approach the strategy thoughtfully, captive insurance companies can play a valuable role in strengthening the business's financial resilience while creating long-term wealth accumulation opportunities. Okay, that wraps up part two of our series on captive insurance companies. If you missed part one, where we covered what captives are, how they're structured, and why they've become a powerful planning tool for middle market business owners, go check it out now on iTunes or Spotify. These two episodes are designed to be used together, so I'd encourage you to go back and listen to them as a pair. If today's conversation sparked some ideas, or if you'd like to explore whether a captive or any of our other wealth management strategies make sense for your situation, please visit us at www.advisors.ubs.com/business. Again, that's www.advisors.ubs.com/business. And let's start that conversation. I'm Stephen Young, and this has been Strategic Planning for Business Owners. Until next time, stay proactive, stay prepared, and keep building lasting value.
This podcast is presented for informational purposes only and should not be relied upon as investment advice or the basis for making any investment decisions. It does not constitute an offer to sell or a solicitation of an offer to buy any specific product or service. UBS does not provide legal or tax advice, and we would recommend listeners to obtain appropriate independent professional advice. Some of the views and opinions expressed may not be those of UBS Group AG or its affiliates. UBS Financial Services, Inc. offers investment advisory services in its capacity as an SEC-registered investment advisor and brokerage services in its capacity as an SEC-registered broker-dealer. These services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. It is important that you understand the ways in which we conduct business and that you carefully read the agreements and disclosures that we provide about the products or services we offer. For more information, please review client relationship summary provided at ubs.com/relationship summary. UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS Group AG and is a member of FINRA and SIPC.
This podcast was edited by Resonate Recordings.